Welcome to the special council meeting. Today is the 24th of June, and on behalf of council, I'd like to acknowledge that this meeting has been held on the traditional lands of the Noongar people and pay respects to our elders past, present and emerging. I wish to acknowledge and respect local people's continuing culture and the contribution they make to country and its life. In accordance with Regulation 14I Local Government Administration Regulations, this meeting is being recorded and recordings will be available on the Shire's website. By being present at this meeting, members of the public consent to the possibility that their voice will be recorded. Everyone is here and there are no apologies for today's meeting. We'll just keep moving along, Sandy. There's nothing else, no declarations of interest. Tamara's councillor Dillon has got one. Nature of interest.
The $50,000 proposed budget for the old tennis court building, subject to BCI funding.
Okay.
Yep.
I just saw that an hour ago.
Yeah.
But
the historical side is in there too.
Yep.
But in my eyes, we're not allocating any money today. We're talking about
a draft budget.
We're just talking about the draft budget. So.
Yep. But noted. Thank you.
Yeah.
This is a significant amount of money.
Yeah, and you've declared an impartiality.
Partiality.
Okay, Deanne, how do you want to run this? Do you want to? Are you going to run us through it?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's okay.
Yep. No worries. So the. We're going to go through the 25-26 draft budget and I'll hand over to Deanne Sweeney.
Okay, so thanks everyone for attending today. So the format of today is that we will go through both the A3 folder and the A4 folder. I encourage people to ask questions as we go through. If something's not clear, please ask. Just to keep in mind that we will adopt it at the July Ordinary Council meeting, so we do want to get it sorted majority today. Rates increase, so it was a 6% increase, so when we're looking at rates, a 1% rate increase is just a bit over $28,000, so just keep that in mind as we go through. And everything in the budget can be reprioritised, so council can make whatever changes they feel fit as we go through. So we'll start with the A3 notebook. The first sheet on there is for capital expenditure and the source of the funding. So there's a number of capital projects there. We probably don't need to spend a huge amount of time unless you have questions in regards to it. I will highlight some of the points in there. So just being that there's a total of $4.4 million in capital projects proposed in the draft budget. 1.2 of grants, 2.5 funding from reserves, 156,000 from proceeds of sale, so that's for our plant, and then 467,000 municipal funds. Main items, the admin server, so that's quite substantial for the $75,000. There's also electronic equipment replacement for $31,500. The railway station, so that's in there at $1.7 million, which includes $240,000 funding. So that's the $40,000 from the Wet Belt Development Commission plus the additional $200,000 provided as well. And then the Memorial Hall is in there just at $100,000, which is funded by reserve. So that's really just, we don't anticipate that there'll be a huge lot of expenditure in the upcoming budget. It's more likely that it'll be in the 26-27 budget. Does anyone have any questions around any of the capital projects? So we'll move through the replacement program. So again, this is just the 20-year plan, just to provide us with replacing our assets and ensuring our service delivery. Unless there's any real questions, I'm happy to go through again.
There's no changes from what we adopted
in June.
No, thank you.
Still current. Yeah. So just in regards to all the replacement programs, so a bit over 2.5 million over the 20 years that we are replacing. They are reviewed annually, and that is just to ensure we have sufficient funds to replace and also continue on service delivery. So it's one for the admin finishing equipment. There's the Brookton Aquatic Centre, which is just minor replacement this upcoming financial year. The caravan park, so there's replacement there, mainly just linen and dryers and furniture and equipment for the shallows.
Didn't the last one have the pool have a fence in it?
Yes, so this is operating items.
Oh, okay.
So this one, there's one later on that is for capital. Yep. The gymnasium, so the additions of a treadmill, an additional treadmill, a cross trainer replacement. We have done a survey earlier on which indicated that the spin bike wasn't, you know, a priority for people, but we will have to look at the layout of the gym,
yep.
Particularly adding another treadmill. The CRC furniture and equipment, so that's just minor replacement there, and that's really just due to the potential relocation of there. There's some meeting room chairs and some minor electronic devices and monitors in there. Then we have the Brookton Aquatic Centre, the capital upgrades, which is where the boundary fence and the diving blocks are. So there's some major capital works being funded by the building and facility reserve. Next we move on to our plant replacement program, so the 10-year replacement there. So that's, again, the same as what was adopted at the June council meeting, so there's been no changes to that. And then we have our building maintenance schedule. So we have one for our municipal buildings and then also our independent living units and our staff housing and Madison Square units. So over the life of the plan, which is 10 years, it's 1.1 million. Again, these plans are reviewed annually with an average spend of a bit over $200,000 on building maintenance. And so that, you know, we need to just ensure that we're planning for repairs and maintenance to prevent any major repairs, but and just keeping the condition of our buildings functional and addressing any potential risk as we come along. So, again, this is mainly operating areas, but, so if anyone's got any questions regarding those, but there is a number of pages on them. So the first few pages are for our municipal buildings, which includes, the hall, the W.B. Eva Pavilion, the caravan park, our men's shed and all those buildings. Then we move into our independent living units. Again, so there are our Whittington Street units and our White Street units.
Can I ask a question? So with the old bowling club men's shed, they're technically two separate buildings now.
Yeah, so there's a so there's a youth precinct shed, but there's also a community garden and men's.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's two buildings.
Yeah. Any questions?
Yeah, obviously in the White Street units, you don't, it's on a rolling, like I see one of them's got floor coverings, but not all of them, so you obviously just have a bit of a rolling replacement in that respect, Dan?
Yeah, so in regards to the independent living units, really when we get the opportunity to replace them, so when they're vacant is when we have to make the most of our opportunity to be able to do any repairs and maintenance for them.
No, that's fine, thank you.
Pending railway station development, some of those costs would need to increase as well.
They probably will at some point. It's just fairly standard, and so when we do the assumptions for those, it's done at that point in time. So it's likely that they will need to increase, depending on when the project will start and finish, and then we'll look at the cost for that.
that's probably the next budget cycle, isn't it?
Yeah, and you know, it can even be, you know, even a budget review mid year, we can have a look at it as well,
yeah.
depending on how far we're along with the project.
Yeah.
And then the last section is for the staff housing and Madison Square units as
yeah.
well. So the same with those areas.
I know in the was it last budget we had a fair bit of work to do on the is it number one the of Madison Square right at the front, not Kevin's but the brick ones. Is that?
Oh, there's only just been normal.
That's yeah. Oh, okay. I thought you had some really heavy scheduled maintenance for that one. No, in the previous.
Do
you not have a?
Sorry, Dan. No, that's fine.
That's probably our longest. Well, it would be our longest
tenant yeah.
and
yeah.
I suppose I'm just concerned that our normal general stuff is might be setting us up for a bit of a
yeah.
an issue, and there's probably not a likelihood of that becoming vacant anytime soon either. If that makes sense.
Yeah. So there was only there was just a small replacement in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then there was 5,000 unspecified maintenance.
Yeah. Okay. Where I read it then. I suppose I'm just flagging that
yeah.
given the tenancy length already on that unit and no likelihood of vacancy, I suppose my question is, what is our plan in those sorts of instances?
Yeah, I guess that should be really flagged when they're doing the inspections.
Inspections,
yep. Yeah.
Okay.
That there's actually work to be done.
Yeah, no, and I'm not sure. I'm just,
yeah.
it's an
yeah.
assumption that given the length
yeah.
of the tenancy already,
yeah.
that there would be, but I don't know.
How come the RCD inspections vary from 95 to 130?
So it would be dependent on the buildings. And then also, so what we go on is what was budgeted last year, we increase it by what the CPI is or what the strategic resource plan says. So depending on what the cost was this financial year, it'll vary going forward. And then when we plan, we just do it on a increase of, like the inflation,
I do agree. I do agree with Councillor McCabe. Why Unit 2 for Matthew Street costs $125? Because all they hit is a test switch.
Yeah.
And then Unit 1 Madison Square, it costs $95. And it's only $30.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I do get your point is valid. It's the same size houses. Why does it cost $30
yeah.
more to do Matthew Street as opposed
yeah.
to Madison Square?
When they engage the contractor, they obtain quotes and then
yeah.
it just goes
okay.
from there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Right.
But it can be something that we can
right.
ask. Yeah. But we do have to remember that these are just assumptions.
Yeah, yeah,
and
they
not,
are.
Not
yeah.
always
not
exact
actions.
Cost.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't have any further questions
on that. Lots of it we've seen various versions
yes,
thereof.
Yeah. Right, well, if there's no further questions, we will move on to the A4 booklet. So just running through.
Thanks for printing out that big and making it clear to us three because it's.
Yeah,
it's a lot
yeah.
easier to read, and
yeah.
it is really hard, particularly in agendas, but even in A4, it's hard to read.
Yeah.
So, yeah. As we said previously, so a 6% rate increase is included in the draft budget. $20,000 for the community chess fund is included. Employee costs, so salary and wages increased by 6.58%. And there's a few variances which relate to that. So the first one being a full-time position for a corporate development officer. There's the state wage increase. So the draft budget includes 4%. The state wage increase was 3.75, so it's just slightly higher than that. Maternity leave, so there will be some payout of actual accrued leave,
yeah.
so we'll need to account for that. And also the vacant position for the plant operator general hand. So a superannuation will increase 0.5% in next year, and work care 8.81% increase.
And the work care goes up so much?
It's calculated on your salary and wages budget, so and so we do have adjustments at the end of the year as well.
Wouldn't it be the same then as the 6.58%?
No, because we're just looking at purely just the work care increase in insurance.
So that takes into account your new employees as well?
Yeah.
The 6.58 does also incorporate the new employees as well,
yeah.
Doesn't it?
So that's just the salary and wages component.
Mm.
So that's the increase on salary and wages, and then there's an additional increase on the actual work care.
The actual workers' compensation insurance has gone up,
yeah.
As
yeah.
well as the 6.5%
yeah.
proportionally,
yeah,
right. If that makes sense.
Councillor conferences, so there's an allocation of 6,800 in the budget, so that's for 3 elected members as per our policy. So it's a Shire President, the Deputy Shire President and an elected member. At our elected members training, so there's a total budget of $27,080. Compulsory training is $7,380. Additional training is $6,200. Have a CEO performance review of $8,000, and then there's council's leadership development of $5,500. Our councillor allowances, so for us as a band 4 local government in there, from the printout, the president's allowance will actually is in the budget remaining the same as this year, so 7,500, and the deputies will be 1,875, all the others down there increased by 3.5%, so the meeting fees. And with the independent committee member, that will be actually 120. It's in 125 in the booklet, but then we'll go to 120.
And just to reiterate, the councillor sitting fees or allowances, they are just still at the minimum, aren't they, Gary? That was right?
Yes.
Yes, yeah. So it's just keeping in line with the minimum of that
yep.
band. Yep.
So the minimum went up 3.5%.
Yes, thank you. Sorry, Dean.
No, you're right, sorry. So our sewerage increased by 3.5%, and that again is the cost recovery and user pays. So with our operating and capital expenditure, there will be $25,000 transferred to the reserve. The rental properties, so our independent living units and Shire housing, so we did discussed last year for the very first year that they did go up by CPI. We did do a review this year and there's no rental increase recommended in the draft budget. The amounts really reflect the current market value and, you know, in our affordability for our residents.
Yep.
So if council are happy with that.
Yeah.
Our discretionary projects and budget adjustment consideration. So currently in the 25-26 budget, there is a deficit of a bit over $1 million. So there's no carry forward from 24-25 to offset this currently. We are anticipating that we will have a bit over $400,000 as a carry forward surplus at the end of the year. And so now we need to make adjustments to be able to get that back to a balanced budget, and we will discuss that further along where we can do that. I will just reiterate that this document, the budget, it remains a working document and things change
yeah.
all the time, and will do right up until adoption. Even when we make one change in the budget, it can affect multiple areas of it. So we just need to bear that in mind, that this is not a final document. Elected members have the opportunity to change anything in there, and that hence the discussion today.
Yep.
Probably some of this is just a little bit repeated, but it gives you some figures of our operating capital expenditure for the sewage system, so $253,000, and then our revenue of $279,000, giving us our net transfer to reserves. This reduction does have the sewage incentive scheme decreased to $10,000. So we'll just need to bear that in mind. So any decrease or increase in that will actually reduce our transfer to reserves. Our waste management, so this is our rubbish and recycling collection, is increased to 3.5%. So that's $422 for a rubbish and recycling collection. Our operating expenditure for that is $205,000 and our revenue of $217,000. So that will give us a transfer of reserve a bit over
$11,000. Dan, how are we going getting that reserve up so that we can do, you know, tip rehab and that sort of stuff? Are we still behind?
No, there's sufficient funds in there for that. Yep. So we assess that every year around what likelihood our costs will be to rehabilitate that site.
Thank you.
And that's, of course, what the refuse site rate is used for as well. So that's the purpose of that.
Yep.
Our fees and charges have increased by 3.5%. Transfers to reserve, so there's a number in the draft budget, mainly being the ones for our replacement program, so our furniture and equipment of $129,000, our building facility reserve, so which comes from our pool capital replacement program of $145,000, our plant and vehicle reserve of $531,000, and our Madison Square units of $311,000.
We don't have a pool replacement plan, do we? Like, we haven't.
So we have the capital,
So we haven't looked at the long term sustainability of the pool.
Of the pool.
And what that'll cost to replace.
No.
Okay.
Don't
want
to
know.
No.
Pardon?
It took, no. Well, for information's sake, it took Queridine 10 years. Yeah. What did Queridine's cost them? $6 million or something? Yeah. And it took them 10 years to get to that. And they opened theirs about 10 years ago because I reckon it's still swimming.
Recently than that.
Sorry?
I think York has done one more recently than that.
Yeah, they kept their bowl, but Queridine replaced theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's just, yeah. You can't, it was opened in 1956. It's not a problem you can ignore for forever.
So, carried forward projects, are they still being confirmed? There are some in the budget, but they'll need to be finalised after June 30. There's no new borrowings proposed for the upcoming budget, and overall our insurance costs have increased by 13.44%. Our financial assistance grant, so we have heard yesterday we will receive an advance payment of a bit over $790,000, so that will flow through as our part of our carried forward surplus because we'll receive it prior to June 30 and we need to account for it then. We're not certain about what percentage that is for us, that they've indicated, I can't remember now if it was 50 or 60% of the pool that they had shared out to local governments, but that doesn't necessarily mean that's 50% of our portion, so we'll just need to keep on with that. Admin allocation review, so that was completed in 23-24, so that just gives us all the administration costs spread over all the sub-programs. So staff do a snapshot of what they do, how they spend their time, and so then we allocate that as admin allocation over all the sub-programs, as you'll see throughout the budget. We'd like to do that every 3 years, so that will happen next in the 26-27 budget.
That's my spot reporting, is it?
Beg your pardon?
So by spot reporting?
Yeah, so it's over a time period. It's normally over a 2 week period that they allocate where they spend their time. Our estimated closing position, so we did do a mini budget review which showed a deficit of $225,000, and that was mainly to do with grant funding that we won't receive this financial year, but we will receive next financial year, and that's just due to the conditions of the grant. Most of them we won't receive their final payment until we do the acquittal, which will be in the new year. So we've got our surplus currently. So this is, we're talking now about the 24-25 year. This was when this was printed. So we had a surplus of 1.1 less our mini budget review deficit, less our outstanding purchase orders, less our outstanding payroll, which is coming up, some end of financial year adjustments, and these are just what we know about. So, you know, like I said, that, you know, these could change. Our reserve net transfer, which will happen in the coming days, and then one of the major capital fundings will be our wheat belt secondary freight too, so our final payment from there. So we're estimating that we'll have, a bit over 400,000 as a surplus at the 30th of June, but again, that could go either way. So when we look at that with our projected deficit of the 25-26 budget of the $1 million, plus our estimated closing position, we still have a deficit of $607,000. That's what we need to look at as part of today's discussion. The reserve movement is just that. So it's given us a projected closing balance at the 30th of June, a bit over $12 million. And then in the draft budget, we have planned transfers from reserve of $2.8 million, and they're listed all separately there, and they really come back from the source of funds spreadsheet in our A3 booklet, and then also our planned transfers to reserve. So, again, we've been through those. The only probably one we haven't touched base as part of that is our infrastructure reserves. So that every year... go through and assess our reserve strategy about what we should have as a minimum in our reserves, and ensuring that we have sufficient funds in there. And so that's just a transfer to reserves to ensure that we're meeting that requirement. And so then we're expecting a projected closing balance at 30th of June 26 of a bit over $11 million. So we'll go into tab 2 if no one has any questions. So these are actually the schedules themselves.
Sorry, do you mind just coming down for me back to the estimated surplus closing position of the 408 with the reserve transfer net of 196 closing? That just the surplus just go into that reserve line, and like, why are they separate?
Oh, sorry, so that reserve net transfer, so at the end of the financial year, we will, any projects that we have budgeted to pay for out of reserves, so on maturity of our reserves, which is, we do have one that comes mature in December and then one in June, and then we make those transfers. So if we've spent $50,000 on a project that was being funded from reserves, when our reserves become mature at the end of June, we'll transfer that money into our muni fund, so it comes out of reserves and into muni.
Yeah.
So we've already paid for the expenditure.
Yeah, just offsetting the expenditure.
So Schedule 2, that's on the first page. So the yellow columns are for the 25-26 budget. And right down the bottom shows you our total revenue and our total expenditure. So you can see that our expenditure is $12.3 million and our revenue is $11.3 million, giving us a deficit of $1 million.
If everything stays in.
Yes, that's correct. So we will work through page by page. Please pull out, I'll just point out some of the major variances, but if you've got any questions on anything else, then I would ask that you sing out and we'll answer those. So the first section is just our transfers to and from reserves and our interest of reserves. So we have budgeted fairly conservative on that at 3%, so that's the $281,999 we have this year. I think we received a bit over $600,000 in interest, but that rate is decreasing, so yeah, we've seen a considerable decrease in the one of the reserves that we've just reinvested. So.
It's the offset, you know, as home mortgages become better.
Yeah, the interest we earn on our money becomes worse. Yeah,
yes.
I know, yeah.
nothing really else on that page. There's a couple of plant replacements, but all the other products we've items we've talked about. The East Brookton shed, so there's a mount in there, and that's just really carried forward. So most of that is just earthworks and retention for the building that will be carried forward into next year, and that may be finalised as change as well. So that will be dependent on the final figures for 24-25. We've put $45,000 is in there for the purchase of vacant land stock, and that's funded from building and facility reserve as well. So that's just a carried forward project in case we need land for buildings. Sewage, effluent pond, so that's the desludging program that will also be carried forward, and those figures are yet to be fully determined. We'll have to change them as they become known. We have $100,000 in there for the Memorial Hall. So again, that's, as we spoke before about, there'll be minimum spend expected this upcoming financial year. The WB Ever Sports Pavilion, that amount in there, the project there is actually for the garden bed and the bike rack area, which has been a number of, well, previously has been raised a number of times. So that's the in there. The men's shed, or the old bowling club building, there's $20,000 in there for asbestos removal and refurbishment of that building.
That's it done. But you're not 100% sure are you, that there's asbestos in there? So you will be
inspected. So
German will be doing tomorrow.
Yes, but you're not 100% sure today that it has asbestos in it. So that's just a provision.
Yes. Yeah.
If there's no asbestos in there, is there still significant work to do?
More significant than $20,000.
Yeah.
Over the life, in the short term, in the longer term, absolutely.
Yeah.
But let's say that this, like, the $53,000 is if there is asbestos. If there's no asbestos, then what does that number look like?
There's 20 for the men's, the bowling club. There's 50 for the old tennis club.
Which is fully funded by grant.
Yes. So the $20,000 is the asbestos in the old bowling club building.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Which was just in the pine on the floor.
Anyway, that's fine.
Then we move on to the old tennis pavilion. So there is a provision there for $50,000 subject to grant funding through BCI. In regards to toilets and a meeting room space there. The museum, so there's some painting there, and I have put actually the Creta Hall, which is incorrect in the comments, so I'll adjust that. That it actually should be the museum for $10,500.
And that's external painting.
Yes, it is external painting because we painted the inside already. Yeah. Then we really the road program. So we've got York Williams there at $593,100, and so that's 2/3 funded by Regional Road Group. We have a number of R2R projects. We're in year two of a 5-year project. That is $384,000. And then we do have an additional a bit over $60,000 for a project that we withdrew this year, and we've been able to put that onto our program next year. So there's quite a number of there. So there's the Richardson Street of $55,000, Southdale Road of a bit over $91,000, Young Road of $57,000, Euralling Road of $85,000, McGrath Street of $12,000, Ramsey Road of $88,000, and White Street of $55,000. So they're all fully funded through the Roads to Recovery program. Wheatbelt Secondary Freight, So there's a small $38,000 budget allocation there for stage two for the environmental reports.
But we've got no substantial works for Webuilt Secondary Freight in 25-26.
No. In fact, we'll be needing to seek a variation for that.
Yes.
For that environmental report, because the quotes have come in significantly higher. So we'll be pursuing that later this week.
There's a couple of bridges there, and they come through from the main roads bridge maintenance plan. So a couple of capital ones there. So the Orderside North Road and the Brookton Cleeter Road.
Are they the? Yep. So they're the bridges in that priority, in that discretionary list,
yes.
Aren't they, Dan?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yes, it will be. Footpaths. So this is for Corbetting Road. So that's funded by Muni funds. There is an accessible ramp on Robinson Road, $5,000, and that's funded by Muni, and that really comes from the Streets Alive funding and the road safety.
There's some other funding there that's going through Brookton Onward Town too.
Yeah, okay.
But it's the
eye. $50,000 for a feasibility and available of potential sites for our industrial commercial hub as well, which is funded from Innovations and Development Reserve.
What's the asset disposal on that?
Yeah. So on page 11?
10.
10?
Realisation on disposal.
Yeah. So the very last one?
Yeah, capital income, Dan. Where it's got realisation on disposable assets is 20. That's the year to date, Lockie. That's not a draft. We're interested in the green.
The realisation is just really an accounting transaction to remove the asset book value out of our accounts. Yeah, so it offsets the proceeds of sale, so they're exactly the same. Yeah. Move to page 13. So our rates general operating account, so that's increased substantially. That is really to do with 42 Leonard Street and the sale of that and insurance of that. Those amounts are recoverable and then they're offset in the income account. That's just for noting. Our rate increase, gives us a bit over $3 million for our 6%. We are still currently in the doing rate models, and they'll be presented at the July CBF for council to have a look at. So that rate in the dollar and the minimums may change slightly, so we'll look at those as part of that. The ex gratia rate, so although that is a 6% increase, it has decreased from last year as there's been a decrease in the storage tonnage provided by CBH for the Brookton site.
Are you?
Yeah, so
you've got to be
483,000 down to 375,000.
Where have they lost that other 8,000
tonnes? Yeah, you approved
the demolition
last week, yeah. So the amount of storage on site is going down.
They've gone down by the time we issue the rates?
Much is
going to
go up.
They've notified us, and so we need to go on the
notification
that we
received
from
8,000 tonne at whatever it is.
Just go up
when everybody wants it. I don't know if it's going to. I don't know if it will, because they're going to outload quicker. So I don't know.
So it's based on the amount of storage. So if they empty that storage more than once.
Yeah, it's only on the holding.
Three times. It's all based on the holding.
Yeah, not the throughput, I've always argued that it should be on throughput. Anyway, it is what it is, yeah.
The rates on the income revenue, so again, that $28,603, that's the opposing side to the legal expenses. So there it comes through there. Revenue for our LRCI project, so there's three of those that we will receive the income in 25-26. And again, that's just due to the funding agreement and the terms in that. Our financial assistance grant, so they've only been budgeted for the same as last year, which is their recommendation. So once we know more, we can make any adjustments there prior to adopting for receive that prior to. The $240,000 is there for the railway station. So again, that's an election commitment for 2021, and 24-25. Spoken about their interest on the reserve, so at 3% on the bottom of page 15. So page 17. There's a few items that change. So we've gone through members, refreshments and receptions. So that includes staff and elected members end of year dinner, lunch of 5,000, resignation dinner of 5,000, and then just council meals.
That's
so that's increased to...
It's not like...
Sort of shindig you having.
Big one, apparently.
That's increased to that general ledger subscription. So that's gone from 1,000 to 5,000, and that's really for our Attain software. So our compliance software sits in there. Our members' training. So that includes the $6,200 for elected members training, in addition to the compulsory training, the leadership development, and then the CEO performance review. So there's been a change there. Other expenses. So there's been an increase there, and that's to do with the binding and the minutes and photo framing of councillors. And then there's a $15,000 budget there for our local government elections in October.
It'd be interesting to see what that election's actually coming, because the Dubbo Electoral Commission is in a state of disarray at the minute. So they've got no senior staff, and the recent state government election went $2 million over budget.
Yeah.
About 10, 15% or something.
Full cost recovery, they'll just pass it on the local government.
Which is where I was going to end up.
They've got to fill their whole budget somehow, don't they?
Yeah. Councillor, other expenses, so that includes the 12% superannuation sits in there, as well as our independent and deputy chair of our Audit and Risk and Improvement Committee. So that will be a change of name later on. Staff training, there's a $5,000 all staff training session, and so these are the changes, some changes to the professional development for myself and the acting manager infrastructure works, and that's a contractual arrangement. Our audit fee, so that's substantially increased, so that includes the 24-25 audit and also the interim of the 25-26,
right,
so that
yes.
will be the first year of that billing cycle that the OAG have implemented. Consultants is the same. IT expenses, so that has increased slightly, and that's got to do with our contract variation of the management security framework of those essential eight compliance and also disaster recovery testing. So we will need to do that. That was a finding out of our financial management review. We're still to do that. There is a small saving on the admin telephone area, and that's really to do with savings on our internet. So we've gone to through with Wallace and the internet, we're only paying for one for all sites, whereas before we were individually
yes.
paying for
yep.
individual sites, so that's decreased slightly. Uh, Our Walga subscriptions are not yet confirmed, the amounts on those, so we're just waiting to hear from Walga on those. That just needs to be updated. No real change, you know, nothing, no real changes on page 22 or 23. The seems fairly similar to this financial year. Does anyone have any questions? So on to page 24. So we've got some funding there for the fire mitigation for 24-25. Again, that will need to be finalised, and that, again, that's due to the conditions of the grant. There's a small increase to the animal 379, and that's really to do with the Spay It Forward pamphlets program. ESL, so our allocation this year is $105,000, and then there's all just the individual accounts, so they sort of dictated to us from DFES for our budget. And then we also have our revenue for the East Brookton shed, so it sits in there at $356,145, but that will just need to be finalised as the at the end of the year. The $10,660, which is zero this year, so that was the fair value for one of our tenders, which we received a number of years ago, and that was the book transaction. I think DFES notified of the change. Law, order, and public safety, so in 379, there's an increase there. And that's really to do with the increase of the CCTV cameras around the admin office here. Yeah. So, then we have the SESM. So the emergency management is to do with the SESM, and then the revenue from the other from DFES and Pendulum and Corrigan. Page 28, no real major changes in the health, in Schedule 7. Schedule 8, so this in the senior citizens' home, so there is an increase to 379. That's the so the sort of the common area, and that's to investigate extending the water mains for unit 1 and to 333 Weddington Street.
Mm-hmm. So, sorry, what's that? To investigate extending the water main.
So for the units just behind us.
So, yes. So for the units at the end of Weddington Street,
yes,
their water meter is on Brookton Highway.
Oh.
And that water, the water from that meter runs to the tank at the Oval.
Yeah.
So if we can fill the tank using that water.
Yep.
It also runs the water to the centre of the creek club used to water the creek pitch.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And it goes all the way across to the... Mm-hmm. So whenever we're filling the tank or we have...
Oh, they...
The water gets turned off at the units.
Yeah.
So and we don't have a water meter for the for the units either.
That makes sense.
So we're guessing... What goes into the tank and all
so
the
so we just need to fix that.
So they're doing
complete sense.
So we just want to investigate it because it'd be nice if we can do it.
Yeah, and it'd be nice to have that water meter down there anyway. Mm. Thank you.
Page 30, so there's been no real changes there in Schedule 8. Page 31, so for Unit 140 White Street, there's an increase there for external painting. The same with Unit 2 as well. So there's, as well as the unspecified maintenance, there's just some additional painting there. And the same is with Unit 3 and Unit 4 as well in the White Street units. Unit 5 there is budgeted for floor coverings and external painting. Again, this is really, you know, subject if we have the opportunity to be able to do that.
Yep.
And then in Unit 6, there's some external painting. But apart from that, it's fairly much generally the same. The budgets is only very minor variations. Unit 7, again, external painting there, and then on Unit 8, there's external, internal and external, and floor coverings, if we're able to do that. The rental income there, so that's, we budget on 80% occupancy for the White Street units. This year, most of our units have been fully occupied. We've had very, really low percentage of unoccupied in all of our rental properties. So. Page 36.
That reflects the market.
Yes, yeah, absolutely it does, yeah. So Schedule 9, so our housing, page 36, again, there's really no variances there, and with page 37. 38 is also similar. There's only main variance probably was 10 Marsh Avenue. There was in the current year budget, there was a hot water system replacement which wasn't required, so that's reduced the proposed budget for 25-26. No real changes to page 39 in Schedule 9. Page 40, again, so for our staff rentals, for staff housing, the Whittington Street units, again, that's budgeted on 80% occupancy with no CPI increase. The Madison Square units, there's just been slight adjustments to Unit 1, 2 and 3. There's just a minor replacement in the bathroom for all of those in 24-25, so that's just reduced the budget for next year. And Unit 4, there was some budgeted tiling in there, so that's reduced the IE code 379 for next year. And then the same, the 80% occupancy for units 1 to 6 Madison Square in the budget on page 42. Page 43, we move into Schedule 10, so our community amenities and our refuse site. So this has increased slightly from last year, so we have, as well as our normal operating for our machine hours, management, we have included additional hours for the fire season, so November through to February, just some additional days there for both of those, because the refuge site is open on a Tuesday for them to be able to Process and process the waste. Page 44. So, just a slight increase in the removal contract for the refuse site, so our rubbish and recycling collection. So there's 460 domestic bins. 10 of those included our town rubbish bins. And then the amounts there, and also with our waste bins as well, there's a slight increase there so they're the bulk waste bins as well as the cardboard recycling bins in that $9,636. We then have our rubbish rates, so the $217,814, so that's a 3.5% increase as per the strategic resource plan. And also sitting in there is the $68 refuse site rate as well. It's in that amount. Page 45, we have the sewage treatment works, sewage treatment and the incentive. So that has been decreased to $10,000. To date, I think we've had 5 for this financial year that have been submitted.
Thought there was increased interest in the community about it. So,
oh, okay, that's great.
We'll wait and see whether that translates into actual pump outs or not.
Yep. So they will need to have their, so if they've done pump outs, they actually need to be received by close of business 30th of June.
Mm.
Yeah.
Someone needs to improve his innovation.
Didn't we say it was earlier?
Well, we just need to receive them by the, by close of business 30th of June.
Yeah. We can tell everyone earlier.
Yep, that's all right.
We're budgeting $10,000 for next financial year.
Mm-hmm. That's the proposed, yeah.
So we could just put it in the next financial year.
They could do, yeah, 100%.
So it doesn't really matter when they...
No, I think the condition of that, that it had to...
They have to claim it in the financial year in which they spend it.
Yeah,
right. Make sure the right date's on the invoice.
Page 46, so our sewage rates... so they've increased, well, proposed to increase by 3.5% and then with that transfer to reserve, so that will be dependent, but again, that's dependent on the sewage incentive. So if we do increase that, that will decrease our transfer to reserves. The Robinson Road public toilets, there's just a small decrease there, and that was really to do with the unspecified maintenance. Nothing too much there. The cemetery, the 379, so there was an increase there. That's really proposed for some curb and path repairs and also some grave surrounds as well. Page 48, so our water harvesting, 379. So that has increased, and that is mainly due to unspecified maintenance, which we have included in there. Page 49, the WB Pavilion, the operating 379, there's been a decrease there, and that's really to do with the external signage that we've done this financial year. It's not required. And also, sorry, at the Memorial Hall as well. Last year there was a replacement of an air conditioner in the kitchen, so that's decreased just our general operating there as well. Page 50, the Queen of Hall, so that's reduced as well this financial year, and that's to do with external painting that was in 24-25. The pool general operating, so 379, so there is $5,000 in there for water aerobics programming, which is the increase in the budget there. There's been a decrease in the pool operating, and that was really to do with some paving repairs, a shade sale, and then also the change room doors that were completed this financial year. Page 52, overall operating 379. So the increase there is to do with the oval turf maintenance schedule. That we've implemented this financial year. So I've seen an increase there, as well as the Memorial Park as well on 379. So the increase there relates to the turf management schedule and also to the Madison Square Park as well. The Railway Station Park as well. So that the increases to 379 will relate to the turf maintenance schedule. The Lions Park... so 379 has increased there, and that's just to resheet that area, and we've got that down for next financial year, and that will be completed on a 5-year cycle, if it's required at that point in time. The men's shed building. There's a decrease there, and that was to do with painting this financial year. So that includes the old bowling club, which is where the painting was. So, decrease there. The tennis club, so 379, so the tennis op, there's a maintenance inclusion there of $5,000, that area. Does anyone have any questions? Are we going too fast? To page 56. So that's just the $50,000 there in the other grants and subsidies is the proposed funding for the BCI for the toilets and the office space. The library, 379, so that's decreased, and that's to do with the library management system, so that is currently changing over, and so we budgeted for that last year, so that going forward there'll just be an annual fee. Page 57, so the museum, so that's just a reduction in external painting from this year to next year's proposed budget. There's been just very minor salary and wages put to the Old Time Motor Show at the event due for March 26th. Our Community Chess Fund, so that's sitting there at the $20,000.
And that will depend on what the closing balance is, won't it? Or are we increasing?
No, so that the closing balance doesn't carry forward.
No. Oh, okay. No. Yep, I'm with you. Yeah. So it's just an annual allocation. Yes. It's not in reserve or anything, is it? No, sorry.
So the policy does say it can be up to $40,000. So
yes.
The council wish
to
increase it.
Yeah.
I think we did that because of
COVID. We did that during COVID.
And
it's
just so that we had the ability to increase it if we had to.
And help groups if they needed it.
And at the same time, we've spent $12,000 or about to spend $12,000 this year, so $20,000 is pretty good.
Yeah. It's proving to be it's a very good program, I think.
Mm.
I actually shared it with the school the other day because they didn't know about the leadership stuff in it.
No.
Yeah. Well, Mel said that she didn't know about it, so I shared it with her.
I did email it to them when that had been adopted, if you know if there was anyone that they could think of that would be eligible.
But I did send it to
That's great. Page 58 and 59, so there's not been no real major variances there. The town operating on page 61, so there's been increases in salary and wages, works overheads and plant operating costs, and that is really due to the decrease in funding, particularly with the wet belt secondary freight. So what was paying for our staff wages and operating costs is now having to be covered by council, and the same is reflected in our other maintenance, rural road maintenance as well.
Yeah. What's that cost us this year, Gary? The not having wet belt secondary freight as planned?
That's grant funding that we've spent on about $230,000 of labour costs.
Yeah.
In
24-25. Yeah. So the same is reflected on page 63 where our other maintenance are there as well. The other rural road maintenance, so it's $75,500, so that includes our annual road side verge and sucker spraying program as well as engineering services as well. Page 65, so it's the bridge maintenance. So again, this comes from the main roads schedule. So there's some specific repairs of $10,000 and a routine maintenance of $45,000. And then we have our storm operating rural road. So this is from the severe weather event back in March 23. So those works are due to commence on the 7th of July, and then the separation, the barrier. So $390,000 is funded by, it was a total project that was approved by DFES, so of which $292,850 is funded through DFES and then council. Their contribution, is $97,616, which is being funded from the infrastructure reserve. So that will just need to be finalised at the end of June 30, because there may be some expenditure there.
Just a question. The bridge maintenance plan that was done a couple of years ago, how often are we having to review that? Is that every...
So that's a main roads bridge maintenance plan. Yeah. So the impact of that is, or the potential impact of that is that if we don't maintain them to the requirements of main roads, then we wouldn't be eligible for any bridge funding. So like we have got the bridge funding this financial year, potentially that we wouldn't be eligible for that.
Yeah. So when do we have to review?
Yeah, so that would be, so I think it's a 5-year plan.
5 years?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And we have to do level one bridge inspections every
year. Every year. Yeah.
And we have to prove that we've done them. Okay.
Yes. Yeah. And they provide a report about the state, the condition of the bridge, and then we need to do the repairs on that as well.
Yeah. So that's a really important one not to let slip.
Yes, that's why I just sort of, yeah.
Because the Yoda Road Bridge D, that cost, total cost was...
It was $587,000.
Yeah.
And was fully funded, between main roads and the financial assistance grants.
And, if you get a chance to talk to Steve Golden from Beverley around the cost of a couple of their bridge replacements this year, it shows why it's really important to do.
Is that the $600 or the $1,700 to get the report done?
No. So the bridge maintenance. So that 379. So that sits in there. Yeah.
And the report that you were
doing. No. So what we're saying is the we do our own inspections. You have to have training to do level one bridge inspections. Yeah. But the report's prepared every 5 years.
Yeah.
So there's no report prepared as such this year.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Page 66. There's been an increase to the street lighting subsidy, so that's increased, street lighting expenditure, so that's increased by 4.21%. And that.
We got an email about that, didn't we?
Yes. Disaster recovery funding, so from the severe weather event, so that's the revenue. We have been able to claim 30%, which we have done this year as an advance payment, so that is hence why that has been reduced for next year. Then there's multiple, on page 67, the income for the roaster recovery next financial year.
Sorry, back on page 66, D, the first of the direct grant. Have we heard about that yet?
Not from main roads, no. So that's just, we've both popped it in there as the same as last year, so there's been no communication from main roads as yet for that. No.
We should know, shouldn't we?
The thoughts over.
We haven't. Have you had, when... You should have had that out of your last regional road group meeting, shouldn't you?
Yeah, we haven't had a regional road group meeting for...
Yeah,
since February.
Yeah. Well, there's one about now, but there isn't
it. Okay. No, that's fine.
Page 68. There's an increase to the caravan park operating under 327, and that's just... for the contract cleaner, so the estimated hours at 1 day a week for relief up at the caravan park, and then also some coverage of annual leave as well. The minor equipment for the caravan park as well, so that has increased, which is funded from the furniture and equipment reserve of just replacement various items. The caravan park 379. So I do apologise, there's actually no value in there, which will increase our deficit. So that actually should read 44,516 in there, so that will be amended. So I do apologise for that. The marketing and promotional material of 379. So that has decreased from $4,000 to $2,000, and that was just to repurchase some banners this year. So that's the decrease there. And then in 379, the tour, other tourism. So the $10,000 from 24-25, so that was an advancement program which you purchased the vending machine from. And then the $2,000 there is just for the stock for next year. Page 70, no real major variances there. Page 71, the CRC general operating for 327, so there's a decrease there, and that's to do with the Brookton CRC relocation. So for next year, we're just budgeting for the cost benefit analysis report and then the grant application through Whitney Consultants. And there's an increase to the CRC minor equipment, but again, that's funded from the furniture and equipment reserve for our programming. And then there's just some changes really to some events. Most of them are offset by being successful with grant funding. So some have a contribution from council, which is just the same as the previous budget, but then there'll be additional expenditure. But again, that is dependent on successful grant funding. So that relates particularly to the Australia Day event. Also the community Christmas party. So we're hoping to get some additional funding there of $2,000.
Do we know what the DPIRT funding component is for next year?
Yes, so we do have a contract. So that's on page 73. So that's $29,857 per quarter is our agreement. Page 72, Christmas decorations. So there's been an increase there for additional decorations and then power supply. Fitness program, so that's still the same as what was in the previous year's budget. There is $1,000 in there for a Christmas light competition. In addition, staff training on page 75 for outside staff. So there's been an increase there, and that's just a carried forward from this year for some advanced traffic management training of $6,000. It's the variance there. IT expenses, there's been an increase there, but that's just due to the actual software renewal, so sort of reflected previously. Page 76 is no real variances there, and the same on page 77. That takes us to the end of the schedules. Does anybody have any questions they would like to
ask? No, thank you.
So I guess the next thing that we certainly need to discuss now is in regards to our deficit.
Yep.
And so in the agenda, there was a list of budget adjustments as well as the project sheet. So there was a number of items that were put forward as on the project sheet. So they are listed separately in the booklets on tab 2. In the agenda item, they are listed as one. We have prioritised them in listings, so now we just want feedback from council around that, and if you wish to make any changes for them so that we end up with a balanced budget.
Yeah.
So the ones up the top of the list are as the highest priority. So there has been some where there's just been decreases, so not fully taken out, but just a reduction in the items. So So, yeah, now we just probably really need councillors' feedback on that. So in the listing, there was a savings of 800 and...
So if we look at the list on the screen, we start to head into deficit when we get to number 14 with the Caravan Master Park Plan. Is that how that reads?
Yeah.
Is that how that reads? Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
So the idea here,
and that's funding out of Muni. That none of this is coming out of reserves.
So if there was a grant component there, the figure on the right hand side is net. So if something was costing us $10,000 and we've got $5,000 in grant funding, the net impact of not doing that is only $5,000.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. So if council agreed to how you've prioritised them, you would just, including the budget, write down the list as far as you could go till you get to a balanced budget, unless we tell you otherwise.
That's
is that right?
So we would get to number 13.
Yep.
Basically.
And stop.
Yep.
Unless we tell you to risk 14.
That's right. So if you've seen that as a higher priority, we would just move it up the list to whatever council wishes.
Or we tell you to go into deficit by $1,000 because we think there'll be room to do that.
You could also tell us to increase rates by another percent as well.
Yes, to get more money.
And that would give us more money and shift the line further down.
Yeah.
So there's quite a number of projects that are on the list that are actually really great projects, but we just can't get everything in, so we need to make those adjustments.
Yeah. Some of the concerns that I have is 15 and 16 and 17 are around the future asset, future renewal of our assets. And whilst I don't necessarily disagree where you put them in a priority, I suppose I just want to alert council that the moment you stop fully funding your asset renewal, you defer that problem to a later year, and you have to at some point you actually have to catch up. Like, you can't just continue to defer. So whilst I probably agree where it is, because you absolutely can't not do your bridge maintenance and those sorts of things, there is still a considerable, whilst they say 15, 16 and 17 on the priorities, that it's actually a significant risk in my view to not do that sort of stuff.
And so when we think about that,
particularly
that transfer to reserve, so the infrastructure, the building and facility and the furniture and equipment reserve, that in next year's budget would mean a 13% rate increase just to cover that asset renewal and that service delivery.
Yes. And somehow the community need to be aware of that in order to adequately replace our assets, which we have been continually criticised for not doing, is an immediate 13% increase in rates. It's a real juggling act when you get beaten up on one hand and council tries to be conservative and acknowledge the cost of living pressures and all those sorts of things on the other hand. Like, it is a really difficult decision.
And when we think about, rates are increasing 6% or proposed to increase 6%, but 3.5% of that is inflation.
Yes.
So they're actually, in fact, only going up 2.5%, and all the other increases, when we think about insurance, salary,
it's
wages, 14.
Yes.
We're getting further and further apart.
Yes. Yeah. And you're not really, even if you took out 1 to 13, not necessarily even all of those, if you took out half of them, you still don't even get anywhere close to your furniture and equipment renewal. Do you know, like, the total of the ones you're sacrificing don't even meet your reserve transfer for furniture.
Yep.
So I'm just alerting council to those sorts of challenges. Councillors, what do you want to do?
Can we just scroll a bit? Because I haven't really... This is book.
So start at number one. So Sandy, please. Thank you. Yep.
So that is number one and number two. are the significant bridge maintenance projects as part, that is funded through our muni fund, but unless we do it, we're completing this work, we risk future bridge work funding in the future. Number three, we have unspecified maintenance in our housing maintenance budget. Mm-hmm. So essentially that's if we've got our planned maintenance in there, but if a hot water system's to blow or somebody's air conditioner goes crook, that's that is those unallocated maintenance, that's where that comes from. Septic tank incentive is at number four. We've talked about that enough, I think.
Yeah.
The asbestos testing at the old bowling club building. I would be really keen to do that to know where we're at. Mm. And I'm going to be really keen to do a whole lot of things here. Mm. The turf maintenance schedule, we've talked about the requiring to keep our turf at the Oval and get and Oval and Madison Square and Memorial and Railway Parks. So we're looking to fund that to get it back up to our community's expectation. Bridge maintenance is just our ongoing regular bridge maintenance of our of our wooden bridges. Christmas party, $6,000, that's what it costs. That's what we spend on it. It's a discretionary funding. Christmas decorations, we're budgeting $13,000. That's a discretionary item.
It's 0.5%, is that right?
Yep.
Lean and Green's about 0.5%.
Thereabouts.
$13,000 includes two items.
It was just a $10,000 of it was for items, and then $3,000 of was it for to have power sourced to some of the areas where,
That's right. Our footpath at Corbetting Road, we're reducing that to $25,000. So it was $50,000 in the budget. We could reduce it to $25,000. There's $50,000 in the budget at the moment. Number 11, an all-staff training session. We were hoping to do that as a way of improving staff morale and performance. Leadership development, similarly, there's a significant chance we'll have a number of new, we will have at least two new councillors next financial year, in October, yes. So that was a possibility of doing some sort of council development once those new councillors are on board. Not exactly sure what that looks like yet. Rural town and vegetation clearing and tree pruning. We've had the tree pruners in here around Brookton today. We have not done much tree pruning in the last 10 years, and it is showing across a number of areas in town. It is possible to reduce it from $50,000 to $40,000, but again, that is something I would really like to do. I could spend three times that amount of money. Caravan Park Master Plan, we need to have a strategic direction for our caravan park. Our caravan park remains incredibly busy for some reason. That I'm not exactly across of. Continues to surprise me again and again when I drive into town and I just see our caravan park full.
Between that and Lions Park.
And then we're into the equipment reserve transfers where we're reducing them by 50%. And we've just talked about that. IPR, so corporate business plan and strategic community plan. The suggestion is that we'll reduce the $50,000 to $38,000 to complete those two plans, and we'll complete them for a lesser cost.
And then you'll have to do them again in a couple of years anyway.
So it's a major review.
It is, and it's all changing as well.
We were currently out for a new staff member. After Kim Lilly retired 3 months ago, So it is possible for us to not replace him, and that would save us at least $61,000. The budget includes a community development officer to complete a range of community development roles that I included in the last corporate business plan. It is possible for that to be not 5 days a week but 3 days a week, and that would save us about $31,000. Then there's a number of car park jobs. The swimming pool car park is, it's in poor condition. So is the volleyball car park down this side. There is lots of potholes there. That needs to be rebuilt. Saying it's a lesser priority than other things. We've had a CRC administration officer resign. And I'm suggesting there that we will not replace that position and meet that service need out of sharing staff out of the admin centre here and the CRC when there's somebody not at their desk in the at the CRC. OSH policy review, we're getting much better at our OSH policy at all of our OSH tasks. I'm suggesting that the policy review is not a extreme priority. Marketing, at this point, the things from here on in are just not included in our, aren't included in our draft budget. So, they could be if we wanted them to. So marketing, we would just like to market Brookton and what we offer better, and that it has brings a cost with it. Community profiling, just doing some work around what is Brookton and how do we best service them. Website refresh and update. Yeah, that hasn't made it in the budget. So that's $18,000. Our website is extremely untidy and has lots of stuff. But we were hoping to improve that. There was a team performance program similar to the other one, which would have been nice to do. Storage shed at the Brookton Caravan Park. We are short there for storage for stuff like cleaning and just the bits and pieces that we'd need to run the caravan park and the chalets. It'd be nice to have some dedicated storage there. Sea container storage, I'm presuming that's at the depot.
Yeah, so that was for our Christmas decoration. So we just need somewhere to store them securely.
Could that shed be enlarged up at the caravan park and the storage be included instead of having a separate sea container?
The sea containers for the Christmas decorations.
I think
a sea container shouldn't cost you $15,000 anyway. It just shouldn't. Yeah. Not now.
The storage for the caravan park is becoming very vital because as the as it increases with visitors, so the increase of linen and ensuring that there's dry, clean linen, and so currently they're what is being used is just the, I'm not even sure what room that is that's behind the toilet system. It's just a really pokey which is not really suitable.
I know it's a bit far away, but the what used to be the netball storage at the sheds, you know, the back end.
Oh, yes.
What's in there?
That's a very good point.
Yeah.
Because there's no netball club.
No, there's not, and hasn't been. We'll investigate that.
I bet I know what's in it. Netballs.
All right, we'll have a look. See if we can.
Yeah, because that's quite a reasonable. And it's a short term fix to a problem that you've got. Anyway,
thank you.
And it's weatherproof. Yeah, sorry.
No, that's fine. The sea container also includes, there's a requirement to store other things at the depot as well. In the office down there, we have all of the electronic equipment and other things sitting in the office.
Yeah. It would be nice to. Should cost you $6,000, not 15.
We've just had a 3.5 wards up shipping container delivered for 3.5. 20-foot shipping container.
Oh, okay, so
I got permission for that, did you, Councillor Walls? Yeah, put some.
And if you wanted a 40-footer, they're about, for a single use 40-footer,
They're not terribly expensive. No, they've come right back after COVID.
The further we get down this list, the more rubbery the figures are.
Yeah, that's fine.
Footpath in Moore Memorial Park. That's, yeah.
Yep.
There's no footpath through Memorial Park at the moment. Agenda software would have improved staff's ability to put the agenda together. It made it more easy. It would be good to have some technology for us to control the Happy Valley Bourse tank filling. Closed off area for the chemical storage at the depot would be nice to have. Concrete projects at the Brookton Aquatic Centre. I'm not exactly sure of the detail of those.
They're in the budget already. Where the new shed is, and to have a path directly down to the outside of the pool, and there was other parts that needed to be had some attention as well.
Yep. Flagpole entry was just improving the entry into Brookton. 40 White Street, mailboxes and paths is the age units, and just tidying up the front of them. Certainly the garden is a little overgrown, and the mouth, it's just giving that area a little bit of love. Secure park access, secure park areas.
Probably lighting for around our area.
Those were the new shelters with the solar panels on the roof and the lighting.
The out here?
Yeah.
No?
Yes. Or Memorial Park.
Memorial Park, thank you.
And I think we briefly...
Oh, secure park areas. I'm with you. Yeah. Not parking as in... parkland.
Bit of a discussion around putting them out at the railway station as well.
Yeah.
So the benches replace seating in parks and railway station and Memorial Park, is that the one?
Sorry.
Eco trend solar benches.
How much is that'll it? Be the, yep. Yeah,
that'll be it, yeah. Yeah. Yes. The list on the second last page of the thing, is that?
Yeah, so that's so that,
this is
that,
that's what I'm going through now.
Bit different.
And just explaining what it is. So the custom wall padding is something in the gymnasium to improve its serviceability. Youth initiatives is various things to run out of the CRC. Friends of Libraries project is another CRC project. Shelter over the staff table at the admin office. We have a table and chairs out in the garden, and that's putting a cover over it to make it more user-friendly in the extremes of weather. Blue tree project at the Brookton Oval. Electronic equipment for live streaming council meetings and stuff was in there. Artwork. Brookton, these are other projects, CRC projects I'm expecting.
Yeah, so the artwork was really just to, display purchase local artist work that we could display in some of our venues, so whether it be here or at the pavilion or just having that around.
We've talked about that for a number of years, I reckon. Yeah. It's certainly in my time, and it's unfortunately it's always the one that goes out of the budget first, isn't it?
There's a couple of things there, signage, art, sculpture, all the same.
Yeah.
Circle West is a program of travelling theatre events that I presume we need to buy a subscription for $1,000 and then we purchase the events that we choose and run them as an event. Internet at the caravan park, someone says. Electronic signage board. There's a number of local governments have an electronic signage board in town that they flash up various community messaging, and the sewage incentive scheme was to increase it by $28,000 up to the $38,000 we had in there last year.
Yeah.
So the idea is that if there's something there that council think is at a higher priority than something else, than the current system, we can shift those around. So essentially what we can do is if a councillor thinks that number 18 should be number 5, we can cut and paste and put just prioritise them?
So for me, I think you're 19 and 20. Can you, so I have a question. Your CDO from full-time to part-time. So can you do the job that you require to be done of that CDO? So all those jobs that you need doing, of which there's lots of them, that have been hanging around for a really long time, can that still be done on 3 days a week if you get the right person?
They won't all get done at the same speed.
No.
As if they were full-time, but...
Yep.
But we'll be starting making
that person will be pretty busy, but they'll
that,
have a
that person
great be. Job satisfaction as they move through their role. All right. The not replacing one external staff member, so if you don't replace Kim Lilly,
yep.
How big an impact does that have on our service delivery, acknowledging the challenges that we have with parks and gardens and those sorts of things anyway?
That becomes a possibility for us
mm.
because we haven't got a Webuild secondary freight project this year. So we, we actually have a significantly reduced road program.
Yeah. So that doesn't impact your service delivery much as what it might have this year.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I was going to move them, but you can leave them where they are then. That's what I needed to know, was how big an impact not doing those things has on you. Councillors, I don't have too many problems with your priorities.
There's something else.
No.
If there's something else that we haven't included in there that you...
Well, I think we still need to keep in mind the big picture that we're going to improve the overall outlook of the town.
That's what I'm saying. So that's why I'm reasonably happy. I don't want to move things like the vegetation. I think the rural vegetation and clearing needs to stay in at its full budget. At 50k, you don't want to reduce that to 40. You want to do the footpath on Albany Road. You want to do your caravan park master plan. If you can, yeah, that's how I look at that. Same thing, because you don't want to sacrifice those things. I don't want to see the any of the Memorial Park funding cut, that sort of stuff. Though the turf maintenance.
Yeah,
can't be cut. You know, that has to be. And on that, if we get that tight, then rates go up by 1%, and that's how we justify it.
That's right.
The community has demanded that the parks and gardens are at a certain standard. That doesn't come at a zero cost.
So roughly, what is a 1% rate?
$28,000. Yeah.
It's not much.
Yeah.
But what does it put the average person's rate up? Do you know that?
So that's yet to be determined. So what we do is we do a whole 6% across the board rate increase from the actual last year, and then we try and evenly spread that across everybody. So this year will be challenging because we've had a UV and a GRV role. So there's new valuations for all properties within Brookton. So we will have to manage that. So you might see some rate in the dollars go down because we're trying to spread it evenly across everybody. So it's really
unlike some councils.
Lots of variations.
Some councils will get their GRV will get done and their property values go up. So they councils take that bit as a windfall and still apply their 6%. We say that no matter what happens with GRV and UV, then the net difference will only be 6%. So if GRV goes up, then we readjust our rate in the dollar so that our net increase in rates is still only 6%. Because some local governments don't do that.
No.
And then they get in the front page of the West Australian newspaper.
Yeah, but you can do it either way.
Yeah, you can, 100%. Yeah, just you can.
So... if somebody had a $1,000 rate bill last year, just the rates, this year with the draft budget as it's presented to you, it'll be $1,060.
Which at the end of the day
is not that. And if you go up another percent, it becomes $1,070.
Yes, but it does impact our UV, and that's where you'll get your biggest squeals from, is you.
And so if you have a $100,000 rate bill...
Yes.
You've now got 170,000. $107,000 rate bill. Oh, $106,000,
yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And then go up another, you're up to $107,000
yeah.
rate bill.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Give me decimal points.
Yeah, that's
up.
Okay.
So when we look at that list, low down to 13.
Yeah. I'd even happily potentially. I think that you'd almost get 14 in by the time you do your washout. For me, potentially.
So they're the adjustments. Yeah, okay.
Because this may change.
Yes, that's right, 100%. Yeah, that's
right. Dee's reiterated several times now tonight.
Yeah.
You know, we may find more money than what we've got,
yes.
we think we've got,
yeah.
and we may find less. So
yeah.
the idea is we have a priority here so that council's telling, you're telling us what our priority is,
yeah.
and as we, for the next.
Yeah. So I'm not unhappy with the priorities. I suppose the only change that I personally would make if there was an opportunity to make it, if that storage on the back of the shed at the pavilion is not
mm-hmm.
suitable, I would think that your storage shed at the Brookton Caravan Park might have to move up above marketing.
And that could potentially be funded from reserves.
Yes.
So it could be funded
yeah,
from...
Yeah, so you guys have to determine the
reserve,
that.
Yeah.
And even if you think you can get away
yeah.
with your CRC without that part-time officer, you know, that drops down the priority list and others
yeah.
potentially could come up.
I just have a query on
the
closed-off area for chemical storage at the pool because kids are going in there
yes.
accessing...
That probably needs
equipment.
To come up.
Just from a safety perspective
yeah.
or our risk.
Yeah, and it's just putting up an internal
probably
wall.
An internal
fence,
is it?
Yeah,
it's inside the shed.
Internal.
Yes.
Is it? So it's
yeah.
internal. Yeah,
so
yeah it might be, you're right, it might just be fencing.
Just a gated fence
yeah.
inside a shed.
Yeah.
So where would you see that sit on the list then? What would you like to see?
Well, that probably comes
moved
right
down.
It's just hard because I can't scroll here. I've got that on 10 here. But
so you scroll down, scroll back up, please, Andy. It probably needs to go right up. Keep going.
Well, it's number 10 in here.
Yeah, it's 10 on the budget.
Yeah,
budget,
but it's not in this. Because that's not in the priority list. So it probably
yeah.
needs to go up near the caravan mark. It may be even in front of the master plan.
Okay.
Anywhere in there, wherever it'll fit.
Can I just ask, the internet up at the caravan park, is that because the internet's not working very well up there for our visitors?
Because they don't have any up there.
No, so there's no...
They want free Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if we're getting a lot of visitors and we want to keep attracting our visitors, that's probably something we should look at.
But they can get free Wi-Fi at the pavilion if they want
but
to.
But they can, it's really unreliable. So this would be just for park visitors.
Yeah, it's only $2,500. So to me, that's...
I kind of look at it a bit differently. Like, I don't go looking for free Wi-Fi in caravan parks when we travel because it's usually shit. It's usually really poor Wi-Fi connection. I just realised where we were.
It can attract
loitering
people hanging around.
Yeah, so
we
always use our mobile phones. So whilst I don't disagree with you, Councillor Popping, I'm not sure it's... a huge priority.
So what number would you put that out, sorry?
Leave it where it is.
Leave it?
Yeah.
If we don't get it,
hang
it around Christmas lights, where would they go?
So if you just cut and paste it and put it in at 14.
So Councillor McCabe, sorry.
If we don't get a sea container for the Christmas lights, where are they going to be stored?
So we have purchased two items this year, and they're currently stored down at the depot. But it does mean that once they're not in use, it's around protecting them from dust
yep.
and certainly any damage from, because they're just in the shed down
yep.
there, so you know they're not really well protected. So it would be nice to have a space for them, and we do find that a lot of items to do with that community area. We don't have storage for any of them, you know, particularly for things for events and not, there's just nowhere to store anything.
So, Councillor McCabe, if we reduce the budget, because it's certainly not going to cost 15 grand to get a sea container, is it? landed in Brompton.
Sounds like the other
five.
So
you get a 40-footer.
Delivered?
Yeah, five and a half, six for a single use.
Yeah.
Pretty sure there's a place out of Narrabeen that's doing them cheap.
So you could probably reduce the budget and bring it up. Take it to where, Councillor McCabe?
Put just below the caravan park.
And you'd say about 6,000?
I just can't see it costing you.
And that'll be your 40-footer.
Yeah, I can't see it costing you 15 grand.
No. You can wait as soon as you say you're a local government.
Don't say
we're local government until they've given you the price. Okay. Exactly. And then halve it, Sandy, so 6 grand. Thank you. How'd the rest of it look, councillors? I actually think the rest of it looks pretty good, in my view.
And the events are great, but I think, you know, they are achievable through different grant options as well. So they're not like a complete, you know.
Yep.
They all sound deliberate.
And I suppose there's always an incentive for, you know, budgeting for, and then a budget review to get something in at a later date.
That's correct.
If, you know, departments go, rightio, well, I can save money here because I really, really want to do this.
The electronic live stream, is that going to be a requirement?
No.
I think it's more like when we have our town hall meetings and those sorts of things. And we always...
Live streaming meetings.
Yeah, yes. So then we get caught short because we haven't got it. But it still comes at a cost. Like it's, at some point we have to...
I was actually overwhelmed by the response to the live stream meeting in the hall.
I agree.
To the point where I actually wouldn't mind trying live streaming a council meeting just to see.
November would be a great one.
Just to see what response we got.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's right.
But and maybe we want to invest if it. If it's actually something our community would engage with, it might actually be worthwhile doing.
Possible to push the website up a bit as well, the list?
Redoing the website?
The $18,000 at number 27?
Yeah.
And where would you like to see that?
I wouldn't put it any further up than in front of the swimming pool car park.
Yeah, no.
Well, you probably could put it in front of your external role.
Weren't we getting some sort of support service through Wallace Computers with the website review?
So you could insert it at...
Just like you...
At 18.
That would be a large amount of interaction between the community and the Shire is looking at the website.
And the biggest frustration from the community when they want to find something is the website. Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, you could insert it in at 18, Sandy. I suppose we have to remember that the difference between our website and businesses' websites is the sheer volume of back-end documents that have to be available.
They have to be uploaded.
And continually uploaded. So every month new agendas have to go up, new minutes have to go up. So it's the live recordings and those sorts of things. So it's a bit hard to compare.
Oh, sure, but that's just cloud storage.
But it still has to be easily accessible and searched and found and all that.
That price is like a total
rebuild.
Refit.
Yeah.
Away with the old one.
Yeah, and in with it.
Implement a new one.
Yeah, which is probably not a bad
because the new one is that bad with storage, with the way that the documents have been.
It's hard to find
stuff. There's a lot of old stuff on there that could probably go. Like if you do a search into Google, there's a lot of stuff that could be removed,
least.
But because I was involved in the setup of it, like they've got all that experience in and they get paid, that's their job to remove all that sort of stuff. So it would be pretty much rebuild your website, replace it with the old one, like over the top of the old one. That's their expertise. I'm not a graphic designer and I'm not a website builder, so.
But you require a fair bit of interaction with staff, so there's potentially staffing costs on top of that $18,000.
So Market Creations do 99% of the local government websites.
Yes.
Until the 30th of June, they've done 100%.
Yeah, exactly. So.
And
that's why they're the price.
And that was run through Walga. That arrangement has now disappeared as of the 1st of July.
Yeah.
So, and we got told of that.
There is quite a bit of work.
3 weeks ago?
Yeah. No, I'm not saying there's not.
But our whole website management going forwards, we're now allowed to do whatever we like. We've signed up again to Market Creations for this financial year, but that'll give us an opportunity to investigate other things.
Yeah. So you may want to hold off. You may want to hold off for 12 months, but I certainly think it's a bigger priority than 27. I agree with Councillor McCabe. What is everyone?
What percent are we up now on rates?
We're not. I haven't suggested that we raise rates. I'm just saying things like if you want to get another couple of could you scroll back up? So if you want to get in the chemical storage and the caravan park and the shed and the sea container, my suggestion may very well be rates go to 7% because we have to be able to do the parks and gardens. We've got to redo all the turf management and that doesn't come for free. So you may want to, whether you want Deanne to do modelling at 7% and 6% just to give you a bit of an idea of what that looks like. Say that very carefully. And the justification 100% is that the turf management is an expensive exercise and was always going to need to be done at some point. What do you want to do?
So the storage shed at the caravan park?
Yeah, it's now... not that. The sea container and that sort of stuff. The stuff we've moved around.
So I've shifted the... we've got the closed-off storage area, closed-off chemical storage at the pool.
Yep.
That is now up after number 13.
Yep.
And I've got the sea container storage after number up on the other side of 14.
Yes. So in order to get those three in, including the Caravan Park Master Plan, there may have to be an increase in rates from 6% to 7%. I don't know. You guys are going to have to tell us that.
There may well be, but we may have some adjustment.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know.
So we will go away and if the council are happy with that list, we can go away and then do the adjustments in the budget and see what that looks like.
Yeah, okay.
Can we get a copy of that updated list?
It'll come out in the minutes.
Just councillors, what we will do is we will go and renumber the numbers on the left-hand side, the priority, and also the numbers on the right-hand side. Yes. We'll just update all those in the minutes.
Yep. No, that's fine. Okay, so is that it?
Yes.
Dan, councillors got any more questions? If not, we have an officer's recommendation that council adopts a priority ranking from highest to lowest priority of discretionary activities for possible inclusion and exclusion of these discretionary activities in council's 25-26 budget, and that is listed below. So can I get a mover and a seconder for that, please? Move Councillor Bell, seconded Councillor DeLano. All those in favour? Carry 6-0. That's it. That was the only recommendation. And with that, I thank everyone for their attention and participation in this budgetary process. As Deanne said, that'll come back to us in at July for adoption. So we'll do that. So thanks everyone, and I'll close the meeting at just short of 6 o'clock, and CPF next week.